The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Hi, this is Pastor Johnny Over, founder of the Sound of Heaven Church in Deer Park. Here at Sound of Heaven Church, we encourage everyone to understand why they believe what they believe. For me, I had a pretty good childhood, but things got rough fairly quickly. My father was an alcoholic and yet still my best friend. And because of his love for me, which I felt every day, he was my hero. Sadly, my mother had a very different experience. Lonely and sometimes in dangerous situations. The fighting, the marital struggles, the drinking got the best of us and my family fell apart. Through my own personal struggles and demons, I didn't fall. I climbed into the lap of faith and embraced the gospel. Today, I'm ordained and I'm the senior leader of the Sound of Heaven Church. Together with an incredible staff, we offer you the gospel in a way you have never experienced before. Visit my website at soh.church. When considering a church, it's very important to not only examine their beliefs, but also your own. Visit Sound of Heaven Church at soh.church. That's soh.church. Welcome, everybody. We finally made it. We're here. Welcome to Sound of Heaven Live, where we are incredibly passionate about making the love of Jesus known to all. And we are here with you each and every single Wednesday and Friday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And I promise you, this is going to be quickly your favorite show on the radio. I need you to bookmark this. I need you to set reminders on this. We're getting bumped up. We are getting bumped up from Sundays. We were here every single Sunday at 11 a.m., but no longer. We are now with you every Sunday. They want me twice a week, two times every week, Wednesday and Friday at 6 p.m., and I need you to tune in. And for those who don't know me, I'm going to introduce myself to you today. I would like to hear from you guys today because we get to take live phone calls on this show. And I'm the pastor. I'm a pastor. I'm also the host of this show. Again, my name is Johnny Ova. I pastor the Sound of Heaven Church located in Deer Park. I want you to check out our website at soh.church. That's soh.church, where you can see everything that we're doing. You could check out all the awesome things we're doing in the community. You could check out our latest teachings and sermons. You could read about all the awesome people in our church or testimonies. And it's just a great place to be. I mean, it's a great site that will give you really the kind of whole feel of what we're about. You could also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Sound of Heaven Live. And our caller number is 631-451-1039. Again, 631-451-1039. Now, the rumor goes is that not many people call on the first show. So I would like for you to call and let's make these rumors a bunch of lies. Let's make the rumors fake news today. And let's get some phone calls in here because we're going to be talking about an array of different topics. And you are just as much of a part of the show as myself is, as my partner Jason is over here. He'll be popping in from time to time. Evangelist at the Sound of Heaven Church is here with me. And we want to hear from you. We want your feedback. We want your questions. We want your concerns. And it's really going to be an awesome time. Again, we're going to be with you every single Wednesday, every single Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And our call-in number is 631-451-1039. Make sure you dial that number. Now, let me explain a little bit about our program today. We're here to talk about life and God from a completely different perspective. This isn't going to be your boring old church radio show. That's for dang sure. I promise you that. We're going to talk about things that that are controversial. We're going to talk about things that are really challenging. We're going to talk about things that are that most churches really don't like to talk about. It's not comfy. Look at that. We already got the lines coming in. We already got phone calls coming. That's what I like to hear. Again, the number is 631-451-1039. The other thing we want to do is we want to teach you about God and the Bible in different ways. So here's what I mean by that. There's so much negative going on in the media and in the news right now, and we want to take over the media. Is that we want a positive revolution to take over the media because there's so much nonsense and people are so tired of it. And it's so stressful and aggravating and frustrating. And hopefully, when you listen to this show, you're going to see this from a different perspective. And that's really one of our goals here. We want to encourage you. We want to be positive. We want to be honest. But there is always light at the end of the tunnel. We're going to be talking talking about things about life. We're going to be talking about politics. We may even talk about sports. We'll be talking about God and just misconceptions of the church and different things like that. But we want to change your perspective on some of those things. And honestly, we want to hear from you. We want you to be a part of the conversation. So I guess with that, let's take our first caller. Let's go to Mike from Riverhead on line one. Mike, listen, this is groundbreaking. You are the first caller ever on Sound of Heaven Radio. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, and I got to tell you, I listen to you on the weekend.
Okay.
I work weekends and I work nights, and I have, you know, LI News Radio on now, and I heard you on, and I said, you know what, I wanted to call and say, I'm not a religious guy.
Okay.
Yet, so I'm just going to tell you that, and you make me think that maybe, you know, that I should be. So I do enjoy your show very much, but I'm a street guy, and, you know, and it sounds like you were too growing up.
Absolutely.
And it really makes me think that, you know, you don't have to necessarily be religious to be a good person.
That's 100% right.
And that's what I get out of you. And I'm so happy that you're on and you're going to talk to the people of Suffolk County. That's fantastic.
Absolutely. So Mike, we're going to be on not once, but twice, Wednesdays and Fridays. And I just want to thank you. This call makes my day. I got to be honest with you.
I enjoy the show. And as you said, you know, I'm going to bookmark it on the radio that I'm going to know to tune in to listen because it's that enjoyable. When I catch your show on the weekend, when I was, you know, working on the weekend, I said, boy, this guy's good, you know? if I ever decided to go to church, it would be at your church.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yet, but maybe after a couple of shows, I will.
Yeah, maybe I could convince you after two or three shows.
Sir.
And you make sure you come and say hi to me, too. But
thank you. I will.
Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. Could we get Jay on? Can you pop Jay on for a sec? I mean, to start off the show like that.
I mean, that's exactly what we're looking for, right? Yeah. To reach people for Jesus and in a way that it's new, it's fresh. A lot
right.
of people are tired of the old stuff.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, you could join the conversation and jump on 631-451-1039. And so with that being said, with the Hanukkah and Christmas season coming right around the corner, okay, now don't turn the radio off, okay? I want to, you know, break some things here. You might go, oh gosh, this religious guy is going to come at me on a Wednesday night as I'm driving home from work, stuck in traffic, and I'm going to talk to you about the topic that I want to talk to you about, and that is forgiveness.
Well,
why is that crickets? Why do we have crickets?
It's a tough topic.
I mean, come on, listen, don't hate me, okay? I'm trying to do this in a way where we're going to go, but listen, forgiveness will change your life. And forgiveness, honestly, has changed my life. And listen, 'tis the season. There's a lot of things going on in this season right now. There's a lot of things going on in life right now between the coronavirus, between, you know, the things of COVID, you know, things, businesses being shut down, people nervous, you know, financial situations and people getting, there's just so much going on right now. There is no better time to forgive somebody than right now. Life is too short and it's not worth holding on to grudges. And honestly, it was one of the things that set me free. If for those of you who don't know my story, really quick before we jump into our first break over here, is that, you know, my dad passed away when he was 44 years old. He was an alcoholic. I was 16 years old. He was my best friend. I loved him. He did everything for me. But he passed away from his drinking. And I held a lot of bitterness in my heart towards that because as a kid growing up, I had always felt that he chose the alcohol over me, my brother, my sister. And it was frustrating, being really real with you, really frustrating. And so it took a lot of time for me to come to grips with the disease and the sickness of alcoholism and understanding that it was a hard choice. And I really do believe that God gave him a choice that night, that because he went to jail three times, he got out on that third time, and I noticed something different. He went from being in gangs on the island over here to all of a sudden, I love everybody. And I'm like, what do you mean you love everybody? What happened in that jail there? And he would always talk about this positivity and about this God factor. And then over the course of years, I slowly started to see him kind of fall away again. I saw him drinking a lot again. I found dime bags of cocaine in his car. I questioned him on it. He pushed it on his friends. And it was really a struggle for me. And I remember confronting him, really frustrated with him. And I believe that God gave my dad a choice the day he passed away, the night he passed away. You know, you could keep going down this road and you could ruin your relationships with your children, your legacy of how they look at you now and honor you now, or you could come home with me and all that pain is going to be gone. All that struggle is going to be gone. I believe my dad really made that choice to go with the Lord. And, you know, for those of you struggling out there right now, you know, with that, I had to forgive my dad on that. And when, see, holding on to unforgiveness is like drinking poison and expecting somebody else to die. Unforgiveness only affects yourself. It doesn't affect anybody else. It just affects you. So today I want to encourage you to give. We're going to get into some cool stories in a bit. I got Jason coming on. We got a great segment called Did You Know? We'll get to in the third segment here. And we're going to be bringing up different facts about the Bible, things that they've discovered, archaeological things, historical things, just factual things that maybe things you didn't know. That's how we call it. Did you know? Because most people didn't know.
Most people don't.
They don't know. So, again, you're listening to Sound of Heaven Live. Sound of Heaven Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Johnny Ova. I'm here with the evangelist of the house, Jason Cacci Di Ambrosio. We're here with you every single Wednesday, every single Friday at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. on the final hour of your drive home. And I hope that we make your ride a little bit more comfortable and enjoyable. Visit our website at soh.church. And make sure you call in. Get on the line at 631-451-1039. Again, 631-451-1039. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody, to Sound of Heaven Live, where we are incredibly passionate about making the love of Jesus known to all. I am your host, Pastor Johnny Ovi, pastor of the Sound of Heaven Church located in Deer Park. We're with you each and every single Wednesday and Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We want you to check out our website, soh.church. That's soh.church. Check out our stories. Read about people's lives being changed by the power of God. And when you think about making the love of Jesus known, don't roll your eyes. We're going to be bringing God to you in a way that you've never heard before, and we know that it's going to change your life. It's going to be such a positive impact on your life, and I know that may be different than what you're used to. But again, our call-in number is 631-451-1039. Again, 631-451-1039. I was told that people don't call a lot on the first show. I want to totally disrupt and break this whole radio station tonight with the amount of phone calls coming in tonight. We've already had one phone call come in, so we're one for one in one segment. I want more calls to come in. 631-451-1039. That way I could go back to the executive producer here and go, yo, you told me no calls are coming in and I couldn't even teach tonight because we had so many calls coming in. That's what I would like to do. But tonight we're talking about forgiveness and the effects of forgiving somebody. And it's some of you listening tonight, you're in your car and you struggle with that. You know, people have hurt you, people have betrayed you, they have come against you, they've spoken bad things about you, and it might have brought confusion and hurt. And I have this quote over here from HopkinsMedicine.org, and it says, studies have found that the act of forgiveness can reap huge rewards for your health, lowering the risk of heart attack, improving cholesterol levels and sleep, and reducing pain, blood pressure, and levels of anxiety, depression, and stress. And research points to an increase in the forgiveness-health connection as you age. And all these things that I just read off here are unfortunately pretty prominent in the United States of America today. You know, there's a lot of people struggling with those health issues, and it's just growing more and more, especially with COVID being locked down in quarantine. First time in the history of our country we're quarantining the healthy. But, you know, the healthy, everybody's quarantining inside their home, struggling with this isolation, man. It's really a problem, you know?
Yeah, and if you look at not even just COVID, but the fact that we just went through an election that was extremely divisive.
Right.
If this country needs anything right now, it's the ability for us to forgive one another.
Absolutely. I mean, you are telling the truth. Jason here is going to be working on the Did You Know segment. When we break after this segment, we're going to come back, go right into Did You Know. Your mind is going to be blown. I see him. He's typing away over here. I see beads of sweat running down his face about how excited he is about this.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I could tell. A little too excited. People are coming by the window shaking and stuff like that. Oh, that brings me to another thing real quick. We did this push-up challenge thing. Mike behind the glass, you know, and I got to thank Mike behind the glass, all his hard work. So, Mike, I appreciate you, bro. We had this push-up challenge thing, and we've been on the radio for 3 months on Sundays. And our leading push-up candidate is Senator Phil Boyle with 75.
That's right, 75.
For Senator Phil Boyle. And so this is how we're going to get the calls involved. I can't take all these calls on how many push-ups you can do. But what I will do is I will invite you down to the studio at MacArthur Airport, and I want you to come in. And if you come into the studio and you can break Senator Phil Boyle's record, let's see, what do you want? Do you want to do a $50 gift card? A Visa gift card?
Yeah.
All right. You break Senator Phil Boyle's push-up record outside of our studios live, we could give away a $50 gift card to you. It's a perfect time for the holidays, but Jason's going to be counting your push-ups because you're not going to be cheating, okay?
That's right.
And Senator Phil Boyle's going to, you know, he's a little jacked, a little cut up.
He looks he's in good shape.
Yes,
that's for sure.
All right. We're going to trust him on that one. But back to the topic of forgiveness here. I want to read you these two testimonies I got online today about forgiveness, and this is one from Evan. He says, I forgave myself after I had an encounter with Jesus in my living room. He told me I was worthy of his love because he said I was. It freed my heart to love myself, and therefore I became free from myself and able to truly love. I can no longer count the miracles that have stemmed from that place, physical and relational. And honestly, Evan, thanks for sharing that. It's really true. Forgiving oneself is one of the hardest things to forgive.
Absolutely.
It's one of the hardest things to deal with. Here's the second one by Dan. This one's unbelievable. Wife, daughter, and I sat face to face with a man along with his wife who abused our daughter about 15 to 17 years ago. Talked it out this year. She forgave him. We forgave him and witnessed all the chains falling right before our eyes. God is so good. And I mean, wouldn't it be awesome to be set free like that? And Jesus literally teaches us how to pray. Let me read. I'm going to read this verse. It's Matthew 6, 7 through 14. And this is where Jesus Christ teaches the apostles exactly how to pray. And we'll talk about this a little bit and then we're going to take a break real quick. We'll come back. Jason's going to do the Did You Know segment that's going to blow your mind up. And we got some amazing things, amazing giveaways, amazing games that we have coming up on the next couple of shows. So make sure you tune in every Wednesday and Friday at 6 p.m. The call-in number is 631-451-1039. Again, 631-451-1039. Make sure you dial in, jump online. Let's pack these lines out so I could go back and tell the producer, yo, we broke the can we break records at this show? This is a positive revolution we're starting here. We are coming against this negative media here. We're going to – where else are you going to be talking about? We could talk about conspiracy theories. We could talk about all this stuff, but we want to hear from you. All right, let me read this. Matthew 6, 7 through 14. And when you are praying, do not use thoughtless repetition as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. So do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. That's why transparency is good. All right, verse 9. Pray then in this way. This is what Jesus says. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive other people for their offenses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive other people, then your Father will not forgive your offenses. Now, that's a powerful way to teach people how to pray, right? And Jesus outlines this here. One, God's in heaven, but he's also in us. So God's saying, like, listen, I'm with you. And there are times where you may not feel like God's with you, but he is with you, and you need to be transparent with him. We got to stop the repetitious prayers. We got to stop the boxed-in prayers. You know, Jesus helped this, and Jesus, just be raw and real with God. That's what we need. We need raw, real, and authentic prayer and conversation with God. You want to get mad at God? Get mad at God. You want to be angry at God? Go ahead and release it. Be angry with God. You're cursing. You're doing that. Listen, God is not scared of your curse words. He's just not.
Right.
What good does it do to be fake on the outside? Meanwhile, your heart is all torn and twisted on the inside.
And God knows how you feel anyway.
Right? Yes,
right. You're not hiding anything from God.
He knows every number that's had on your head. And for Jay, it's like 3.
Yeah, well, so, I'm proof positive he can subtract.
and for me, he's got a little bit of a time distance here. But anyway, so here's what Jesus is outlining in this in the Lord's Prayer. It's a very common prayer. One, God's in heaven, but also in us. He could be in multiple places at the same time. Praise God. Two, his kingdom and will be done on earth just as it is in heaven. So we have two places here. We got earth, we have heaven. Heaven's not necessarily up, but we have two different locations. We have where we are, earth and heaven. Three, God is, he gives us not what we want, but what we need.
Aye. Wow.
Okay, next.
You should say that again.
God gives us not what we want, but what we need. And the reason for that is there are many times in my life, and I know if you're listening, you can agree with this. There are many times in your life where you wanted something where you look back now and go, thank God he did not give that to me. How many times have you asked for something or prayed for something that desired something that would have absolutely destroyed your life? Probably a lot. And a loving father wouldn't give you stuff like that. But anyways, next, forgive us as we forgive others. And look at that here. God's promises that he's going to forgive us and all the wrongdoings that we've done as we forgive other people. And so as we learn to forgive and love unconditionally, God multiplies that love and forgiveness onto us. That's the grace of God. Next, don't lead us into temptation, but deliver us. Don't lead us into sin, God, but deliver us out of all of our troubles and our strongholds. And then he goes right back to forgiveness again. He goes right back to forgiveness again. And then later, and so this is a very important concept when talking about prayer, when talking about relationship with God. It's the only part in the whole Bible where Jesus is instructing us how to pray. You can't read any other part in scripture where it says, pray like this. Jesus says, literally says, pray like this. And the concept is everything in the heavenlies, the peace, the joy, the love, the happiness. I want you to bring that down here on earth. Pay it forward. So good into people. Number two, I want you to forgive them unconditionally. And as you forgive, I'm going to forgive you. As you do for others, I'm going to do for you. And it's kind of like, listen, God's going to meet you halfway. You take one step, God's going to take 99. You're listening to Sound of Heaven Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Johnny Ova. I pastor the Sound of Heaven Church located in Deer Park. We're with you every single Wednesday and Friday at 6 p.m. from 6 to 7. Check out our website at soh.church. It's soh.church. And jump on the lines. We're going to be taking these phone calls, 631-451-1039. We'll be right back with Jason and Did You Know? Hi, this is Pastor Johnny Ova, founder of the Sound of Heaven Church in Deer Park. Here at Sound of Heaven Church, we encourage everyone to understand why they believe what they believe. For me, I had a pretty good childhood, but things got rough fairly quickly. My father was an alcoholic and yet still my best friend. And because of his love for me, which I felt every day, he was my hero. Sadly, my mother had a very different experience. Lonely and sometimes in dangerous situations. The fighting, the marital struggles, the drinking got the best of us and my family fell apart. Through my own personal struggles and demons, I didn't fall. I climbed into the lap of faith and embraced the gospel. Today, I'm ordained and I'm the senior leader of the Sound of Heaven Church. Together with an incredible staff, we offer you the gospel in a way you have never experienced before. Visit my website at soh.church. When considering a church, it's very important to not only examine their beliefs, but also your own. Visit Sound of Heaven Church at soh.church. That's soh.church. Welcome back, everybody, to Sound of Heaven Live. I am your host, Pastor Johnny Ova. I pastor the Sound of Heaven Church located in Deer Park, New York, and we are incredibly passionate about making the love of Jesus known to all. We're here with you each and every single Wednesday and Friday at 6 p.m., the close of your drive time, taking you right up till 7 o'clock. I want you to check out our website, soh.church, soh.church. But what I want you to do even more right now is give us a call at 631-451-1039, 631-451-1039. Jump on the line. We're talking about forgiveness tonight and how it can really change and transform your life. And we're going to jump over to Jason for Did You Know in a sec, but I really want you to give us a call and tell us maybe a story about if you have a forgiveness story where you forgave somebody, where it has changed your relationship for the better. These are the types of stories that people need to hear, these positive stories, because I believe that God in this season is going to be restoring relationships between husbands and wives and fathers and sons and mothers and daughters and parents and children and long lost friendships and all these things can be gone. That's the power of Jesus. That's the power of God with forgiveness. And honestly, if you have somebody that you know you need to forgive or somebody you need to ask for forgiveness, call in 631-451-1039. I will walk you through it. Let's talk this out, right? I'll walk you through it. Let's talk this out. Let's be real and let's listen. You be a part. You are just as much of a part of this show as me and Jason are, and we're excited. But now it is time, the long awaited time. Did that sound right on the radio?
God, is that you?
Sound like something exploded. So I'm sorry, Mike. But hey, all right, ready. All right. So, blah, blah, blah. Was that a Christmas story? Blah, 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 blah. Give us the drum roll, please.
Oh, there we go.
There it is. And ladies and gentlemen, Jason Koch D'Ambrosio, what did you know?
Wow, what an entrance. There that was go. Awesome. Well, today's Did You Know is brought to you by Design Me Marketing. business owners, do you need a better web presence in 2021? Of course you do. Right now, your competitors, they're planning next year, and web marketing is a big part of that conversation. So don't let another year go by with another mediocre website. Call Design Me Marketing. They'll build you a beautiful website. They'll get you to the top of the search engines and help you to dominate social media.
Dominate.
So now's the time. You got to make a move this year, or let's face it, you're going to get left behind. So give them a call, 631-292-7770. That's 631-292-7770. Or you can visit them at www.designmemarketing.com. Okay, so did you know? That's a segment that we do every single Sunday because we believe what? A faith that can't be challenged is a faith that can't be trusted.
That's right.
And for today's segment, we're going to go with what might possibly be the most significant modern-day biblical discovery, and that is the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Okay.
So until recently, skeptics of the Bible were having a field day picking apart the validity of the Old Testament. Now, you probably know the Old Testament, of course. It's the collection of writings that detail the old covenant between man and God. It's where you find all the prophecies of the coming Messiah, Jesus. And if you can debunk the Old Testament, it creates a lot of problems for the New Testament.
Yep.
So the argument was always that there was lack of manuscript evidence. Now, one of the ways that you can validate a literary work is you look at when the oldest manuscript or the copy was found, and the closer of the date of that copy to the original, the stronger case you can make for it being authentic. You follow me so far?
I got you.
So, until 1947, the earliest copies of the Old Testament scriptures were in the 900s. So from the 900s, think about it. That's 1,000 years after Jesus, and they call those the Masoretic texts. So, of course, the people that want to disprove the Bible say, well, the New Testament writers made a claim and then backfilled it with the Old Testament to line up with their crazy Jesus story. It's kind of like what the politicians do today, right? They make a claim about themselves, and then they fabricate some past accomplishments and try to justify it. But
I'm handsome. Take a look at my what? Right. Yeah, see?
You're lying on the show. All right.
It's a Christian show.
But that's not what happened here. See, an unlikely hero arose from the caves of Qumran in Palestine. And no, I'm not talking about Indiana Jones. I'm talking about a young boy looking for his goat. In the 1940s, a young shepherd boy thought that his goat fell in a cave. And what he did was he went and he threw a rock into the cave. And instead of hearing a startled goat, he hears a bunch of clay pots smash. And he thought he found a treasure, so he lowered himself into the cave, and he saw, shucks, I found just some pots and paper and scrolls. Now, honestly, when I was a teenager, a cave, pot, papers meant a different thing for me. But these were not ordinary ancient artifacts. These were he brought them to an antiquities dealer, and he discovered that these were ancient Hebrew. So the following years, basically, an archaeological firestorm went on, and they found 11 caves.
Okay.
They contained 1,100 ancient documents, which included several scrolls and more than 100,000 fragments from the Old Testament. Every Old Testament book except for the book of Esther. So, sorry, Esther. But why were they even there? Okay, so back in about 300 B.C., there was a group of Jewish people called the Essenes, and they didn't like the way Judaism was headed, so they headed to the mountains, and they just went there, and they studied in the first century when there were tensions between the Jewish nation and Rome.
Okay.
Basically, what they did, they hid them in the cave so that they would be safe. And in 70 AD, of course, Rome destroyed the temple, so that's why they were there. But basically, how they knew that these were authentic, three different dating tools
were used. Yeah, I was going to ask you that. How do you know that the little David, the little shepherd boy, just didn't take out his little pen and paper and they just start jotting some things down and say, hey, look what I found.
So three types of tools they use. One is paleography, which is dating language, orthography, which is examining the spelling, and then carbon-14 dating, which is how they test ancient fossil specimens. So if all these tests line up, it's almost impossible to refute, and they did. The manuscripts and the fragments were all found to be dated in the 3rd or 4th century BC. So while many of them were found in fragments, actually the book of Isaiah right, was found almost completely intact, and from around 100 BC. And this is what became known as the Great Isaiah Scroll. So why is the book of Isaiah important? It's because it contains 19 messianic prophecies that point directly to Jesus. So the skeptics were ready. They were ready to refute this, because if it was different than the texts, if it changed over that 1,000 years, it would destroy, basically, our vision of the New Testament. So quickly, they did a significant study of the scroll and of the Masoretic text, and they found that these two documents, 1,000 years apart, were nearly identical.
Wow.
Other than a few spelling differences that made no difference when it came to the actual meaning of the text. So what by the Dead Sea Scrolls, it further was proof that the Old Testament canon was completed by the 3rd century BC, and that the prophecies foretold of Jesus predated his birth. That validates the Bible that you read. And why is that important? Like we said, because a faith that can't be challenged is a faith that can't be trusted. You have to know why you believe what you believe. And you can find more articles like this at www.soh.church.
Awesome. Did you know? Thank you, Jason. You put some work into that.
I did.
Sweating like an animal, but you put some work. Sweating like the little goat that was in the thing, but you made it happen. That was awesome, man. Yeah, check out our website, soh.church. That's soh.church. We're with you every single Wednesday and Friday at 6 p.m. And I want you to call in, guys. We got about 10 minutes left on the show. 631-451-1039. 631-451-1039. We started off with a bang with a caller.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, you guys are getting a little nervous here.
I wanted
to break some records tonight. I still believe that we can do it. Again, 631-451-1039. The topic that we're talking about today is forgiveness. And we figure the holiday season, Hanukkah, Christmas coming up, it's a lot of times where people start thinking about family. It's a lot of times just people start thinking about relationships and thinking about these things. And unfortunately, loss, which we're going to also deal with in another show on dealing with loss. We're also going to be having another show on anxiety and panic. And we're going to be talking with an expert on that and how to get through some of the tough times there. We're actually also going to be talking about curse words in the Bible on the show.
Yeah.
We're going to play a little game where if I could guess the original Hebrew curse word, that I have to stick the Life Buoy soap from A Christmas Story in my mouth for 15 seconds and join my buddy Ralphie. And
we should do that no matter what.
I think we should do that no matter. But we may also give away a Red Rider, Ralphie Red Rider BB gun too, right?
We've got a lot of ideas.
Yeah, we got something. Make sure you tune in every single Wednesday, Friday at 6 p.m. But we're talking about forgiveness. We talked about the Lord's Prayer, the prayer, the only time in the Bible where Jesus is teaching people how to pray. And I want to break this in, because I told you this was going to be your favorite show on the station, right? And like I told you, we were going to take this to new heights. We're going to get all these likes and followers. I'm getting messages. I'm trying to concentrate on the show. I mean, this is a good thing. I would like some calls for you guys to join me at 631-451-1039, but that's okay. Here's how Jesus, again, teaches them how to pray. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Expressing that, God, I want what's taking place in heaven to take place here on earth. And the Bible describes heaven as a place where there's no suffering and there's no crying and there's no pain, and it's full of joy and worship and all those different types of things. So that's how we get to bring heaven on earth. We get to pour that into people. And then it says, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also forgive our debtors. Forgive us as we also forgive. That give and take here. God, forgive me because I'm going to forgive. Forgive me for turning my back on you at times, or forgive me for messing up because I'm going to forgive the people who have hurt me in the past before. Forgiveness is a key, I would say, indicator and core part of being a Christian, a believer in God, and honestly, a living a life that is stress-free and worry-free and anxiety-free. And then it says, for if you forgive other people for their offenses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you for yours. So forgiveness is there, and I want you to think about who you need to forgive tonight, because later on in the book of Galatians, and this was a book that the Apostle Paul had wrote to a group of people living in Galatia, they're called Galatians, like, you know, what Long Island does. Right? We're Long Islanders.
Long Islanders.
The Long Island. We're New Yorkians? New Yorkers?
I don't know.
I've heard people use
New Yorkians. A New Yorkian?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's a really dumb.
New Yorkers. It's a New Yorker.
I get it, but I heard
New Yorkian?
Yeah.
I don't know where you're hanging out.
Yeah, I don't know where I'm hanging out either. I got to start turning. Anyway, okay. So, so to the Galatians, who were going through many different trials, similar to what we're going through today, Paul writes to them and it tells them, this is what happens when you forgive and trust in God. You start to manifest or act in these types of ways. You start producing these things in your life. And he mentions in Galatians 5, 22 to 23, he mentions, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Let me read that again. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Forget the Bible, forget Christianity, forget God. If every single one of us can master these things, how much better would our life be?
Tremendous.
I mean, how much better would the world be? How much better would living life be if all we see is love, like true, genuine love, right? And love and lust are different, okay? Lust always looks to take. Love always looks to serve, to give, okay? Joy. Do you need more joy in your life? Do you wish you were more at peace? That's the next one, peace. Do you wish you were more at peace with where you are in your life? Didn't you wish you had more joy? Now, joy and happiness are also two different things. Happiness comes from what happens on the outside, but joy comes from the inside out. Happiness comes when somebody says, you know what? You are a great person. You know what? You're a good-looking guy. You know what? You did a great job. That's happiness. But joy comes from the inside. It's knowing who you are in God, knowing that there's nothing you can do to stop the God who made this universe from loving you, and just focusing on that and understanding the joy that comes out of that. Because somebody comes up to you and says a negative thing, right? Like you stink or you're terrible or you're ugly or you're what? You know, it could ruin your day. You know, you could have 99 compliments and one person says something bad, you always remember that one thing, right?
So true.
The one thing you have on Facebook, you put up a post, you'll have 50 awesome comments, one terrible comment,
one hater,
and that's it. It ruins your night. You're going back and forth with that person forever. You're thinking about it. It's just like almost we're drawn to the negative, which is why we're doing this positive reformation, this takeover of positivity. We are coming against the media. We're coming against this negativity, nonsense, this craziness. Always want to promote the bad. That's why we wanted to start today with forgiveness, because there's so many great stories of forgiveness that we're going to start promoting the good in this world. We're going to start, especially starting right here in Long Island, Suffolk County, Long Island, New York. There's so many great people, businesses, and families and stories. And we're going to highlight those over the course of time. But see, joy comes knowing that no matter what anybody says and no matter what anybody does, that the joy. Oh, I got Siri yelling at me. No, you calm down. Okay. Joy comes from when knowing who you are, knowing that nothing anybody says or thinks can deter that. Patience. Now, here's a warning. Never pray for patience. Never pray for patience, because that's when the crap hits the fan, right? You go, God, give me more patience, and then all hell breaks loose.
Sometimes we need crap to hit the fan, though.
Listen, it's our first show, okay? I want to.
All right.
First show during drive time, 6 to 7 live. We're going to be here every Wednesday and Friday, okay? I want to start out with a good step forward, 6 o'clock. Make sure you put it in your calendar. Bookmark it on your phone like Mike did from Riverhead, right? I want you to be able to I want alarms going off on your phone. This is going to be your favorite show you ever listen to. I promise. You're going to leave this show every week going, man, I feel better about my life. I feel better about things that are going on. And that guy's a little crazy, but that's okay. That's because, you know, I'm a crazy pastor. What can I say? I used to be a pro wrestler too, by the way. Just search it, Johnny Ova. But anyways, so that's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. This world will be a lot better with a little more kindness in this world, okay? And notice there's no qualification on these things. It doesn't say be patient with ones who you feel like being patient with. It doesn't say be kind to those who you feel like being kind with. And the next one's goodness and faithfulness. See, faithfulness is another interesting one, because faithfulness is means that you see it through even when they don't deserve it. Right, God is faithful to us. We don't deserve. Thank God, God doesn't give us what we deserve. Imagine God paying you back for everything you did. No, please don't, God. No, right? But God's faithful. That where no matter where we struggle, God's going to continue to chase us, continue to love us, continue to cover us, continue to protect us, and that's being faithful. And that's a real powerful statement. If the world had more faith and have more hope that things are going to turn around for the great, it'd be better. Gentleness, we could use a lot more of that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
A lot more of gentleness. And then self-control. Self-control. The loss of control is the root of addictions. The loss of control is the root of, from drinking to drugs to pornography to eating disorders, all that type of stuff.
Honestly, unforgiveness really comes from a place of a lack of self-control sometimes, because it's very hard to forgive somebody when you feel like you've been wronged. And it takes effort to really make that decision to forgive somebody, right, or even ask for forgiveness. You hit on a really good point before in terms of asking for forgiveness. Sometimes situations aren't so black and white, as the gentleman earlier that wrote in that his daughter was abused. They did nothing wrong in that case. But there's a lot of people listening to this right now, I'm sure, where the person you're mad at, you were a little in the wrong too. And sometimes there's a big power in apology, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. And forgiveness doesn't come with any restraints or restrictions on. Like, you don't need to be right or wrong is irrelevant when it comes to forgiveness.
Right. True.
You know what I'm saying? You don't need right. It just doesn't matter. When you forgive and you release and you let go, it takes the weight off of your life and puts it on to something
else. Exactly. Forgiveness a lot of times is more even for you than the other person. You can't always think of it as you're surrendering or you're giving up. As a matter of fact, you're letting that go. And you're able to move on with your life. And a lot of times unforgiveness can really stop you in your tracks.
So here's what I want to talk to you about. And we're going to close out here in a couple minutes here. But who do you need to forgive? Who do you need to ask for forgiveness from? And I want to encourage you to do that today. Don't wait till tomorrow, because nobody's guaranteed tomorrow, okay? I encourage you to forgive this person today. And because it's going to change your life for the better, I promise you. I've never heard a story was I forgave all these people and my life went to hell after that. It just tanked after that. No, you never hear that. It may be hard to forgive, but as you forgive, God's going to begin to work in your heart in ways that are going to be more real to you than he has ever been before. And so I hope you guys enjoyed our launch show, our Sound of Heaven radio, our Sound of Heaven live debut tonight. And I want to pray for you as we close out. I want you to also follow us on Facebook and Instagram, which is Sound of Heaven Live. Just take a look at that. And you could subscribe to our podcast, so all the replays of the shows, all the shows from the Sundays on Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Listen, literally, wherever you get podcasts, search Sound of Heaven Live, subscribe to us, rate us, like it, share it. Follow us on Facebook. Come visit our church on Sundays at 10:30. You can watch us live. I mean, literally, you could connect with us in a million different ways. But I want to pray for you right now. And I pray that if you're holding unforgiveness towards your heart, maybe unforgiveness towards yourself, maybe you don't forgive God. Maybe you're mad at God. Maybe you're mad at a relative. Maybe you're mad at a friend. Maybe you're mad at your job or your boss. Maybe you're mad at your spouse. Or maybe you're mad at a past relationship where you're holding on to these things. Tis the season, guys. It's the holiday season. And really, what it does is it makes us focus more on the things that are really important in our lives, especially coming through this COVID season. So I pray that God would heal your heart tonight. I pray that God would give you the strength to forgive tonight and set you free. That the peace that goes beyond all understanding would overcome and overwhelm your life today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Just cry out, invite him into your heart. Guys, just listening to Sound of Heaven Radio. We're with you every single Wednesday and Friday at 6 p.m. I am your host, Pastor Johnny Ova. And I pass it to Sound of Heaven Church. Make sure you tune in Friday at 6 o'clock. Keep this number, 631-451-1039. It's the station phone call. Tell your friends. We'll see you Friday at 6. God bless everyone.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.